with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As of now, the federal government seems headed towards a shutdown tomorrow night at midnight as Democrats and Republicans continue to point fingers as who's to blame. Vice President J.D. Vance says Democrats are being unreasonable and dragging the nation towards a government shutdown.
If they want to talk about how to fix American health care policy, let's do it. The Speaker would love to do it. The Senate Majority Leader would love to do it. Let's work on it together. But let's do it in the context of an open government that's providing essential services to the American people. That's all that we're proposing to do. And the fact that they refuse to do that shows how unreasonable their position is. I think we're headed to a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing.
If government funding legislation is not passed by Congress and signed by Trump on Tuesday night, many government offices will be temporarily shuttered and non-exempt federal employees will be furloughed. President Trump has laid out a 20-point proposal that would end the war in Gaza and free the remaining hostages. It's supported by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, who met with Trump at the White House on Monday. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the Trump peace plan is a brilliant strategy.
The president and Netanyahu have maneuvered Hamas into a corner. And it's not just the United States and Israel, it's regional actors as well, and saying to Hamas, either you surrender and give up your guns and end this war, or Israel's going to get a green light and go ahead and kill you.
Dr. Oren tells the Salem Radio Network that he's not convinced that Hamas will accept the president's deal or even wants peace. An attorney for the 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk asked a judge Monday for more time to review the large amount of evidence in the case before deciding if the defense will seek a preliminary hearing. This is SRN News. A startling statistic from Nigeria.
Religion News Service reports that Nigeria now sees an average of 30 Christians killed every day, making that nation the most dangerous place in the world to be a follower of Christ. Christians comprise almost half of Nigeria's population of more than 236 million people. Northern and central regions most frequently suffer Islamist violence, often inflicted by the extremist group Boko Haram, which launched an armed campaign in 2009 to establish a caliphate and enforce a strict interpretation of Sharia law. George Williams, SRN News.
The Education Department formed an America 250 Civics Education Coalition with 41 conservative groups in preparation for the celebration of the nation's 250th anniversary. Participating groups include the Heritage Foundation, Turning Point USA, and Hillsdale College. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams abandons his reelection campaign.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams' decision to end his reelection bid comes after repeatedly insisting he would stay in the contest.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign.
In his video message, Adams blames media speculation and the city's campaign finance board withholding public funding. Adams did not endorse another candidate, but warns of insidious forces using local government to advance divisive agendas. The one-term mayor's campaign was badly hurt by his now-dismissed federal bribery case. Julie Walker, New York.
Remaining candidates include Democrat Zoran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.